Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Michelle Vineyard, a certified change coach and natural rhythms creation coach who supports individuals navigating change, embracing and embodying their new season of life, serving them through her love of working with the elements and various modalities in one-to-one private and personalized experiences. She loves to teach simple yet profound foundational practices and believes that times of transformation and seasons of change can be growth opportunities even while encountering the most challenging circumstances. She is also an avid tea drinker and loves watching Hallmark movies during the holidays. Welcome, Michelle. I am so grateful to have you join us here today. Can't wait to learn from you. Before we dive in, though, I would just love to start off with your story. So can you tell us more about what you do and how you found your way to this work?
Sure. So I am a natural rhythms creation coach and a certified change coach. And how I found my way to this work was through a spiritual awakening that I had many, many years ago. Totally changed my life in one day and started opening me up to a new way of living. And I am one that likes to explore. So I kept pulling on that thread and things started to appear on my path and other things started to unravel. And I was having such a profound shift and finding the benefit of this new lifestyle or this new way of living was so life-changing for me. And I wanted to share that with others. And so that's how I ended up becoming a full-time coach.
Okay. I love that. And so looking back, is there something you know now that you wish you had known when you first started your business?
Where to start? That's a good question. I think the number one thing I would love to share around that is this thing that we have for shiny object syndrome, and no fault. We all have it and we all go down those paths, especially when we're doing something that we've never done before. And so when I started out in 2018 full time, even though I had been I have an MBA, so I was strong in my business skills and all those good things. And I have a background in tech. So I had a strong sense of what it was going to take for the tech pieces. I fell into this hole or funnel, so to speak, of everything coming at me, and it all looked so good. And, the social media and the email and the podcast and the summits and all the different visibility places that you could be. And I wanted to explore them all because that's who I am, and that curious piece of me loves all of that. And at the same time, I would have, if knowing now, you know, having gone through this journey for several years now, I would have narrowed it down and stuck with one focused path, one offer, one piece of visibility for some time to gain some momentum. Something I have seen and experienced myself is when you have an email list of 4,000 people, that's great. But if it's 4,000 people that are not aligned with your message, it's not the greatest, right? So mm-hmm. I think it's that narrowing down and, you know, all the things that come in that are great and they look great, put them in the parking lot and bring them in or look at that from time to time, but really have that focused long-term goal in mind and the strategy for that.
Wonderful. Yeah, I think that's so helpful. I think it's really easy when you get started, you have so many ideas and then you come online and there are so many things kind of being thrown at you as, oh, do this, try that. And it's very easy to just kind of get scattered. And so I think that was really, really helpful advice and something probably a lot of us experience too, as far as trying to do too many different things and having it not actually lead to the results we want. So that was really, really helpful. So looking back on your time in business, is there, what would you say would be the best piece of advice that you have received over the years?
Okay, best piece of advice I have received, I would say really be in it for the long game. And what I mean by that is whatever you choose to focus on, make sure that it lights you up in some way. Because this is something that you're going to be investing a lot of time and effort and energy in. And if you're in it for the long game, that means when you know that to start out. And so you can have that higher vision or that strategy, mm-hmm. and you can let things unfold over time. And just being mindful of that. When you have those days when you get up, or weeks, or months, or however it looks, seasons even, that just don't feel like you're getting movement or traction, it makes it so much easier to have that centered place that comes from inside yourself that you know that you're in it for the long game and you know, this is just a season and things shift and move constantly.
I think that's so helpful because I think some of us, we know in the back of our minds that yes, this is a long game, but we want those quick results. And so it's very easy that when we are doing something and we don't see those instant results, for us to start to doubt ourselves and feel like, oh, we might need to jump in another direction or give up. And if you can really keep your focus on that long game and just remember, like, I'm in this for the long term. If this didn't work out, it doesn't mean I need to jump in another direction. It just means I need to figure out my next steps forward. And I think that is really reassuring in a lot of ways. Yeah, I think a lot of us put unnecessary pressure on ourselves to have that quick win or see those instant results. And I think this focus is just a really powerful shift to help us focus on what we're building for the long term.
Yes. And there's a couple of components to that. I'm sure many of us have done a lot of mindset work and that sort of thing. And I love that. I love the reflection and the going deep that way. And then there's the somatic piece. So this embodied piece of actually living the experience and of the long game. And I think that's where what was life changing for me in the past few months is the somatic piece of actually, you know, aligning everything, bringing it into my life as my lifestyle. And just life-changing when you learn how to regulate your nervous system so that when you do have those quick wins or losses, they're not taking you off of the path so quickly.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So if someone is listening right now and she is feeling discouraged or frustrated in her business, what advice do you have to share with her?
Yeah, the overwhelm is usually because we're too heady, in my experience. So taking a step back and getting real with yourself and saying, what season of life am I in right now? So I have this business that I want to create that is essentially a baby that takes time and energy. And are you a caregiver? Are you working another job full time? Like, what other things, components are in your life right now that are needing your attention? When I started up, I didn't realize how I wasn't resourced because I was putting all my attention outwards. And what I learned was being in a season where I can bring more attention inwards and come from that space really serves my business better. And I'm on my third iteration of that business. So it's morphing. But I would say if you're overwhelmed, really look at everything that's truly going on in your life and being real with yourself. And then if you're super overwhelmed because say you're a new mom or you've just had a relative that you need to do 24-hour care for, or you've had a sudden death in the family, you know, these are all things that we experience. And just saying, okay, this is where I'm at. And what little tiny thread has some momentum right now? And just pull on that a little bit and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that's just so empowering because, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not like our lives are ever going to slow down or pause so we can just focus on our business and just, you know, do everything we want to do there. There are always going to be those other things that are coming up. And sometimes those things are more important than whatever we had planned for our business. So I really like that reminder. I know I wish I'd had this advice years ago when I started out. I kind of feel insane now. I mean, I left my teaching job and at the time I had a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old, and I couldn't understand why I wasn't getting more done in my business each day. I didn't have extra childcare. I was the childcare. And yeah, looking back, I was like, oh, I wish I had had more help or I had asked for help. But I think a lot of us do that where we just think we can just take everything on. And it's no wonder that we feel overwhelmed. And I really love the advice to take a step back and be honest with ourselves about where we are. And I really love the piece about looking for that one thread that, you know, feels like our first step forward, because I think I at least tend to fall into that. I have to have a whole plan in place before I can move forward. But my lived experience has been exactly what you said, where sometimes you just find that one little piece that, well, that feels a little exciting or that feels a little bit lighter. And you follow that and it starts to unfold for you. So helpful.
Exactly. And I will say it's an iterative process. So I've been in a season of life where I was going to school full time. I had a full time job. I was running my household, and then my grandmother had a stroke and I took on her care full time all at once. Wow. And now I'm in a season of life where I have so much more space, and it still is the same process of looking where I'm at, looking what's a priority, being real with myself. So it will serve you well in any season of life.
Yes. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are going to be some people who are listening and wanting to continue the journey with you. So can you tell us more about how listeners can connect with you?
Yes. So if you go to essence-experience.com/home, you can download my Profound Practices workbook, which just shares a few tools and techniques that have been really helpful to me in every season of life. And there's also an invite in there to practice with me live some months when I have events. You can also email me at findyourfreedom@essence-experience.com. And I'm always looking for collaborations as well. So if anyone hears this and would like to talk further about that, feel free to reach out.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And for our listeners, we'll have all of those links right by this recording, so they're very easy to find and you can connect with Michelle. I want to thank you again, Michelle. I really appreciate having you here today.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.